Spent the weekend moving. It's not fun. I would not recommend it.
No.
I would say don't.
Stay where you're at forever.
Yep. We're taking calls on moving disasters. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going? My name is Brian. So it's not a moving disaster on my part, but it was a colleague of mine when I was in the military.
Okay.
He moved all of his household goods to a storage in Louisiana, everything he owned.
Right.
And then Hurricane Katrina came and lost everything.
Holy cow. Wow.
That's
awful.
No.
That is, you couldn't guess that would happen.
Yeah, no.
I don't know the answer to this. Does the moving company have any kind of insurance?
There are, depending on the moving company. Typically, military contracts with a couple of moving companies.
Right.
But I assume he got some sort of money back, but all of his household goods, everything he owned,
baby
clothes, pictures, family, everything was just wiped out and gone.
Wow.
What a nightmare. Yeah. And there's literally, you know instantly, however much this hurts, you can't get that stuff back.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Wow.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's a perfect example.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
On my last move, we were moving all our furniture out, and in particular, a antique 1800s player piano needed to be moved very delicately, and they freaking dropped it and broke it.
Oh, man.
What did you say, 1800s?
Yeah, it's from the 1890s.
I hate to ask, but what did it sound like when it broke? Because that must have been a weird...
Must have been a cool sound.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was musical.
Was that cool?
It was a musical sound, but not a pleasant one.
Right, right. I'm put in mind of Laurel and Hardy, the music box, is what I'm picturing my sound. That's awful, dude. I'm very sorry, man.
Thanks for calling.
We actually had a Victrola, and the kid that was moving it, I don't know why he was moving it. They had him move it. Damn near dropped it, and I jumped in behind him and pushed it back up. It would have landed on him.
Really?
Yeah, great big tall Victrola, and I mean, really heavy.
Some would say you're a hero.
I was just trying to say the Victrola, actually.
KLOS, hello.
Moving disasters.
Hello. It's more embarrassing than it is terrible.
Excellent.
Hey, we like that.
Love that, too.
By the way, Sonia from the OC. Woo-woo! And,
hey, Sonia.
We packed all of the bags and boxes, and then when our friends came to help us move, the boxes started to vibrate.
That is so...
Someone didn't take the batteries out.
Funny.
We didn't think of that.
Could you...
A little switch got turned on.
Did you have a hard time finding the box?
I bet not.
Well, you know, the batteries don't last forever, so...
Wait a minute. Let's rewind that question. What exactly did you just say, Kevin? That is awesome. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome.
818-955-KLOS.
We're talking about moving disasters.